Now, recall what we said in a previous show about wars serving the political function for rulers of removing resources from our hands. The same result, purpose of the market. We said war is always war on us, whether they spill our blood with guns or markets. Reducing us to penury globally, forcing us to our knees, viewed from the perspective of humanity as a whole, is the only way a tiny few can pretend to be kings, as we are many and they are few. So amassing wealth, the resources, I mean, and then we have to always remember, all these agents, all their surveillance state troops are paid to do what they do. It's not what their bodies want. The minute an alternative that seems viable is offered, it'll break that down. The earth is powerful. It's a powerful pull. Life. Letting your body do what it wants. There will be that tipping point. We just have to start moving. We first have to have the goal, but then we have to, which is obvious, freedom. Defined as freedom from necessity, leisure. And then we have to systematically move toward it. Say out loud, we want it. So amassing wealth, the resources of the planet, is but means for power of reducing us to penury. So rule may, without interference from the hired help, sculpt the world they want. Add to this their obsession with acquiring and exclusively possessing high-tech weaponry capable of causing massive destruction. Weather machines and such, weaponizing the energy and the environment is what that is, we're told from the whistleblower, Lauren Murray. With the goal of both destabilization and stimulating a faster rate of resource transfer from our hands to its coffers by means of controlling access to credit, money. Think about it. It's like a blank check. And a without limits ATM card. So all of this is the backdrop in my head as I hear repeated these last few days talk of resilience. We want resilient children, I've been hearing from the education industry via its punditry. And just now, and this was March 18th, 2014, the news has brought the tidbit that a new initiative is being unleashed on us by the Rockefeller Foundation to create, quote unquote, resilient cities as part of its resilience project. $100 million for 100 cities to render them capable of surviving catastrophes. Consider this moment we're living of the greatest concentration of wealth in human history. Who holds the keys to these coffers? Not you and me. So recall what the foreclosure crisis, quote unquote, did. It sucked almost all of the low-income wealth out of the cities and into the banks, but there's a little bit left in the slightly higher income. And thoughtfully, as there's a shortage of affordable housing, San Francisco is raising its mortgage loan granting standard for first-time home buyers, and we know who those are. It ain't them. While Oakland is busy growing its economy, inviting investment from China and India. War by other means, right? But how unfortunate it would be should the region need to be resilient? Should we be forced to read a new chapter in power's privatization story? And as always, I must say, when will we on the left use these tools Nicola left us for our own benefit and organize in every land a day to be expanded into three and more until it's ongoing. General strike, so we can plan our future beyond class and in good fellowship. Last week, we said that if we can discuss and define and get behind a goal globally, we'll get it. If we don't allow ourselves to get distracted. And of course, not by agents, we're going to be figuring that out. If we only focus on the goal. So what are the distractions beside the agents, right? You can tell one or two has crossed my path since I've been on my journey. War is a big one. Nationalism, religion, particularity, tribes that are, and one day, if we get these, I keep thinking about what Kropotkin told us, that one day history will have to be rewritten on new lines. Because there's a big silence out there, which I have been blessed to become privy to. There's a big silence of folks who have been treated, if you can call it that, to these techniques of power that it does behind scenes. Whether it's bombarding people with their radio wave weaponry, causing them problems, health issues, if not death, strokes. They've been doing this to a lot of people who can never say anything because it's hidden. You know? Dancing these inauthentic folks in their paths and they can say nothing because it's hidden. If you even try to bring it up, it's, oh my God, she's paranoid. He's got conspiracy theories on the brain. What do you think these secretive weaponry is for? And it, no one is saying they don't exist. So do you think it's simply so that they can save it for a rainy day? No, they deeply believe in breeding. Fascism wasn't an anomaly. It still exists, this goal of totalitarian perfection. And so what does this mean that folks can't talk about it? What does that mean? It means we let it continue to be used successfully. So we have to figure this out. We have to acknowledge that it exists without allowing it to pull us off our vision. I mean, I guess it's just as simple as that. And that's where the love comes in, the love part, right? Because if someone starts complaining of being victimized like this, it could be real or it could be inauthentic. And so the only way for us to respond and keep focused is to say, you know, I know that capacity exists. But what we have to do is stay focused. We can't waste time on it. So we have to trust, know that it exists, and not get distracted.